That's what after.
Okay, Tony.
Oh, I'm gonna stand in the sunshine. Tony, grateful we're covering out.
Good morning, Tony.
Gratitude, huh? I didn't always have gratitude. So I'm gonna start with this. When I went to treatment, my counselor there challenged me, right? And I'm an egotistical maniac, right? Especially in active addiction. I come into treatment, I think I know everything. And he says, yeah, I'm gonna challenge you, because I'm real ungrateful. You know, food was no good, this, that. You know, my family owes me something because I got 2 days clean. You know, the rigmarole that we go through when we get clean. And he says, I want you to make me a gratitude list. I said, no fucking problem. No problem at all. I start naming big things, you know what I mean? He's like, okay, here's the kicker. He said, I want you to make this gratitude list 10 things a night. You can't repeat one thing for 30 days. If you do, you have to start all over. None of it means anything. I said, motherfucker, huh? So I started making this gratitude list every night of 10 things. And I started finding out that my gratitude ran so deep, I just didn't know. Because I started finding out these things that I was grateful for branched off into other things that I was grateful for. Like, if I was grateful for the treatment center I was in, all of a sudden I was grateful for the soft pillow that I had. And if I was grateful for the soft pillow that I had, that branched off into I was grateful for a blanket that wasn't scratched. You know what I mean? If I was grateful for the air conditioning, then I was grateful for heat. And it just started branching, and I started saying and introducing myself from that moment that he challenged me, and I started to learn a thing about gratitude. It's Tony, and I'm a grateful recovering addict, and I don't say that for you. That is not for you. Let's get that out of the way. That is for me to hold myself uber accountable every time I open up my mouth and say that I am an addict. I have to be a grateful recovering addict, because gratitude, and I'm here to tell you this, for me personal, it's so important that sometimes it's all that keeps me from hanging on. It's all that keeps me from going down the path that I know if I start to go down that path, eventually it's going to take me to what I know. And that's drugs, destruction, hurting the people that I love, not giving a fuck about myself or anybody else around me. The only thing that matters is getting the next one. How do I get it? And that's it. My gratitude today, look, I'm grateful. Let's get this out of the fucking way, okay? I'm grateful for my car. All right, I'm grateful for a place to live. I'm super grateful for a job, because a lot of people don't have those even though they want them. I'm grateful for all these materialistic things, okay? They mean something. I've worked hard for them. They're not just metal and wood that doesn't mean anything. They're a reflection of my hard work in my life. But my gratitude today, right now as I stand here, has changed a little bit. My gratitude today as I stand here stems from the pain that I've been through over the last year, right? Because I've grown, right? And I've grown in tiny increments, and I've grown in leaps and bounds, but the growth that I've discovered and the growth that I've experienced didn't come from being perfect. It didn't come from everything being good. It didn't come from everything being smooth in my life. It came from motherfucking pain that I had to go through that I caused myself, right? Let's be honest, I'm an addict. I fuck shit up. I caused myself this pain. And at the time that I'm going through it, I'm not grateful for that shit. I'm not grateful. I'm like, this sucks, this, that. Why can't I have this? Why is this happening to me? The blame game, the blah, blah, blah. It's not until retrospect, right? I get that hindsight that's absolutely perfect. That then I can look back and gather the gratitude from the pain. And when I think about the things that I've gone through this last year, the enormous change in my life multiple times, not like I bought a new pair of pants, I like blue. I'm talking about like change that's earth-shattering and shook my fucking world. If I didn't have the foundation that my sponsor was talking about early, I would surely be in the motherfucking ground. Period. I'm an addict, right? I shoot dope, I smoke crack, I do shit that will kill me. especially today with all the fentanyl and all the shit that's going on. You know, he also said, this is real deal. This is life and death. People are dying every single day. And like, if you've been in this for a minute, I guarantee you know somebody that has died personally close to you. And if you haven't, you know somebody that was close to the person that you're close with that has passed away as a direct result of this disease. So I have to stay in gratitude. I have to understand that this life is a blessing every single day I wake up. And I have to try, and I say try because it's really tough for me, because that triangle of self-obsession, to stay in the moment. To not live in the past, to not beat myself up, to live right now, not projecting to the future of what could happen, what's gonna happen, what might happen, to be right here, right now. And I said yesterday, and I said this multiple times, I said, I'm gonna enjoy every fucking second of this weekend. Every second. And I told the people, my crew's crazy, right? We're fucking nuts. We're in the cabin last night, and they're arguing, and they're talking, and they're screaming, and I just said in the middle, I was like, I love you guys. And one of my close friends says, well, who said that? Why do you say I love you? What the fuck's that mean? We're arguing, we're screaming. I said, because this is us. You know what I mean? Like, this is us. I'm grateful for the people in my life that held me up when I couldn't hold myself up and refused to see God holding me up. Right? And I know he's there, and I know that the God of my understanding has me more than anything in the entire spectrum of what it is. But these people that hold me up when I want to die. Someone talked about mental health. This is a mental disease. This disease doesn't stem from my lack of spirituality in the beginning. This disease doesn't stem from my physical dependence on drugs. This disease stems from my fucked up mind in the way that I think and what I think is real and what I think isn't. My reality was fucking distorted. I had no gratitude. I would say I had gratitude. You know what I mean? I'm grateful. Or the one that I did before I got into Narcotics Anonymous and got a little bit of knowledge and put some days together and started to understand some things, is I'm thankful for. There's a big difference, okay? Let's get that out of the way. Being thankful for something and being grateful for something are two different things. Today, I am completely grateful for the life that I live, pain and all. Because the pain is what makes me the man that I am, and the man that I am today is light years away from the piece of shit I was when I was out there ripping and running. I never once envisioned myself hearing my mother say, I'm proud of you because you're a good man. You know what I mean? I never envisioned my son, he's 23, when he was coming up as a boy and I was the scumbag that I was, when he said he didn't even want to carry my last name, come to me and tell me, I'm proud of the man you become. And like, I can look at you and call you my father. Like, we always put surface shit. I don't want to say we, and I don't want to say always. Those are strong words. I put surface shit on a lot of stuff in life. But if I dig deep and I really think about what gratitude means, it means that I'm grateful for everything in my life, and my action from that is what proves it, right? So if I'm grateful for my job, I show up every day early. I do the best that I can. If I'm grateful for the relationships that I have in my life, whether it be a female intimate or my male friend's intimate, I show up for them. If they say, Tone, I need you to do this for me. I need you to be here for me. I need you to take care of something for me. I try my motherfucking best to do it. I fall short. I'm a human being. So my gratitude is deep, and it speaks through my actions. And being here on a beautiful day like this, how could I not be filled with gratitude? How could I not get up here and tell people the truth about what gratitude means to me? And then I mentioned earlier about being an egotistical maniac, right? I learned a lot of things. I want to get this out of the way. For a lot of people, Narcotics Anonymous saved their life, okay? Treatment saved my life. Narcotics Anonymous gave me the opportunity to better it. You understand what I'm saying? To live a life. And my ego, it still takes over. And I remember these things that were bored into my head when I was in treatment. And someone told me once, they said, let me tell you something, son. They said, there's a thin line between confidence and ego. And confidence is hard to have as an addict in recovery. Let me tell you, because I beat myself down for a long fucking time. I was never good enough for anything. Even if I was good enough. Even if you told me, Tone, you are good enough. You are excelling. Don't lie to me. So there's this thin line between ego and confidence, and it's called humility. And if I don't use humility, I'll be an egotistical maniac. It's okay to have confidence. It's okay to walk with my head high. Regardless if someone else thinks it's ego, it's between me and my higher power. Regardless. It's between me and the God of my understanding what my confidence is. When I worked in treatment, I was sitting there talking with a counselor, and she was like, we was talking about some of the things that I did in active addiction. You know, that shit comes up. Because I'm not ashamed these days. I let go of that guilt and shame. Okay? I work some steps. That shit's gone. That's not who I am today. But we were talking about some scumbaggery that I used to do. And she said, I could never imagine you as an addict in active recovery. I chuckled for a minute, and then I turned to that lady and I said with a deadpan look on my face, I said, Heather, if you could see me then, you would never imagine me.
Right. Say that again.
And it, you know what I mean? If you could see me then, you could never imagine me now.
Right.
So the way that I practice humility in my life is I'm not better than you. You're allowed to have an opinion, and motherfucker, you're allowed to be wrong, and I don't have to let you know about it. You understand? Because that's the hardest thing to do. Fuck being an addict as a human being and then put the addict on top of it. You're wrong. And I'm about to let you know about it. Yeah. Mainly because I'm about to beat you down to make myself feel better.
You're damn right.
Say that. Say that again.
You know what I mean? I'm going to beat you down to make myself feel better. But what humility does for me when I practice it the right way with honesty and integrity, because these spiritual principles that we practice, okay, practice is the key word. Sound like Allen Iverson. Practice. We can practice. We're talking about practice here. Practice in my life every day. These spiritual principles are what makes me a better man. Look, the fellowship's cool. You guys make me a better man. You hold me accountable. But if I'm not doing the inside work, this is an inside job. If I'm not doing the things that I need to and understanding what these spiritual principles mean, in opposite of the character defects that I live in 90% of my time, then I am not going to get better. I'm not going to be the man that I want to be, right? So this humility thing that I thought when I first came in, man, I had to be like this. I'm home. You know what I mean? I've got an opinion. I've got something to say on this conversation. It sounds real good, but I'm not good enough. If I think about it real hard, that's the disease at its core trying to trick me into thinking I'm not good enough. And where's that start? Right here. Not here. Not on the physical end of it. Listen, I'm a spiritual man. I'm a man of the God of my understanding. Trust me when I tell you that. It doesn't even start there. God could not save me alone. I had to have Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't know that at the time. You motherfuckers were crazy. Everybody says that shit. The first time they took me to a meeting and someone come up to hug me, I was like, I wasn't like mad. I didn't want to fight. I was just like, what? So I went for it. I went in. I was like, all right, fuck it. We're going to do it. Let's go. Somebody else said earlier, I'm all in. Like, it's either all out or all in. Like, I was like, fuck it. Give me a hug. You know what I mean? And I started hugging people. I started understanding what this process truly meant to become a better man. So humility is the way I carry myself today. Humility has all these other spiritual principles attached to it. I can't talk about humility unless I talk about integrity. I can't talk about integrity unless I talk about honesty. How can I talk about those things without the one that came before? So I try and practice humility the best I can. I try and be a good man. And you notice I'm always saying try, because I can do these days, and I do my best. But it's always a try. It's never a given. It's never I'm waking up today and I'm perfect. So I have to try to practice these principles in all of my affairs, right? So that means somehow my messed up addict mind has to figure out how to practice humility at work, which I don't do a real good job at, I'll tell you that much. Practice humility while I'm on the road. Practice humility while I'm at the store getting squares. Practice humility while I'm here with you. Practice humility at home group, in a relationship, with my mother, with my son, with myself. Uh-huh. I have to practice humility with myself, and I have to understand what being humble truly means. And being humble for me truly means that I am not better than you and I am not less than you. I am a man who is in Narcotics Anonymous trying to get one more day clean and save my life, so that in the hopes of me doing that, by example, somebody else can save their own life. And maybe, just maybe, maybe, if God's grace is enough, I can be part of that and help that person in some way. Because that's the beautiful thing about this program. If I practice these spiritual principles in all my affairs, and I'm going to tell you this, and this is true, there's a natural selection that happens. The people that aren't living this life and aren't for me will naturally drift away. I don't have to push anybody away. I don't have to say, get the fuck away from me. You ain't living the program I want to live. I do what's right, and the people that don't, go the fuck away. Because when I'm on the streets using drugs, right, nobody in recovery's hanging around me. And when I'm in recovery, nobody's shooting mess hanging around me. It's a natural way of it just working itself out. And the most beautiful part, and I stress the word beautiful because I don't express enough how beautiful the connection is in this program. And I was talking just for a snippet earlier about, I was over here in Utah.
Yeah.
And I turned to someone and I said, isn't that beautiful that when you hear someone talk about the way they got here, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't matter, though, how you got here. Doesn't matter if you went to jail, if whatever. Mm-hmm. The end goal is still the same if I'm in it for the right reasons.
Yes.
It's to stay, for one. Because if I don't stay, then I'll be dead. I'm not the kind of dude that's going to go out and use for a while. It's going to be bad. But the beautiful part about this is we're sitting here right now in front of a fire. We all have other things on our minds. I'm hungry. I gotta pee. We all got other things in the back of our minds. But something more powerful than me is holding us all together right now, listening to, you know, this Italian guy speaking right now about gratitude and humility. And trust me, I'm grateful for being Italian. I am. But the gratitude and the humility part, when they asked me to speak about it, I was like, how fitting, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't I say that? Because anytime there's topics in a meeting, can we get three topics from the floor? You know what I mean? People say, and then all of a sudden, nothing. You get one topic, nothing. Nobody got topics. That's fucking crazy. How do you not have a topic? There's a whole blue book to give you topics. But okay, whatever. And then everybody always looks at me, and I know what the look means.
Yep.
It means tongue, bring up that.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I practice that very strongly in my life every day. And look, my sponsor talked about it when he was speaking. Being clean doesn't mean being perfect. And I hurt people. I still hurt people. I hurt myself more than I hurt other people. In the process of hurting other people, I hurt myself. And that's not humility. That's false pride.
Yeah, right.
That's ego. That's all the character defects that come in to inflate me to make me feel good about myself. Mm. When in reality, what I really need to do is practice humility, practice gratitude, and understand that I got one shot at this life. One shot at this physical life. And I need to try to make the best of it. And how do I do that? Well, since I'm a trusted servant and a member of Narcotics Anonymous, I should start right the fuck there.
Yes, yeah, sir.
And do it with other recovering addicts who hopefully are like-minded and want the same thing out of life that I do. And I talked about it a little bit, and I'm gonna talk about it a little bit more. And don't get me wrong, this isn't no outside influence. I'm just giving you my experience, strength, and hope. Working in treatment will teach you some motherfucking spiritual principles. Because what it'll show you is a whole bunch of motherfucking character defects.
You're on fire.
My character defects. Mm-hmm. Right? Principles before personalities. For me, that doesn't mean principles before your personality. Mm-hmm. I mean principles before my fucked up personality.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And it's going somewhere. When I worked in treatment and I seen people come in broken. I mean, it gets me emotional, because I'm an emotional guy, right? I'm Italian. I wear the heart on the sleeve. You know what I mean? My buddy said it's probably not a good idea all the time. It's who I am. You take it or leave it, and that's that natural selection. Right? You love me for who I am, and you don't fucking love me at all, I'm going to be all right.
Say that again.
That part, Tony.
Say it.
Come on, say it.
This is true.
That's right, Tony. That's right, Tony.
These spiritual principles, when I see these people come in and they're beaten down and they're agitated and they're irritated and all they want to do is sleep or all they want to do is eat and all they want to do is this and all they want to do is that, and I have to somehow practice these principles in my life to tell them, and I know they don't want to fucking hear it. Trust the process right now. Your life is in my hands and I want to help you.
Yep.
Fuck you. You know what I mean? Fuck out of my face, motherfucker. Where's the detox?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to search all my shit? Like, yeah, get naked. I got to do what I got to do so you can eventually do what you got to do. And hopefully, by the grace of a God of your understanding, hopefully, I see you when you get a little bit better, and then we can have a real conversation about what you want to do about this opportunity that's in front of you. So, humility, gratitude, and then I'm going to wrap it up. And I want to say this, and I want to say with all earnest and all honesty in my heart, I love everybody here. It doesn't matter if I've ever seen you before. My sponsor talked about it. There is this connection that is otherworldly. Listen, I go to church. I've been to churches. I don't find this in church. I've been part of organized ball. And organized ball, let me tell you, if you're on a team playing organized ball, those are your brothers. Those are the guys, ride or die. Got you, Tone. After the game, they're gone. Hey, man, I need a ride. Quick. You know what I mean? I can't. Don't answer the phone. Here, the connection here, when I need something, and I'm not talking about $10, even though people got me. I'm talking about, and I get emotional because these people mean the world to me. If I could explain it in words, that they're not even in the lexicon, right? When I feel like I can't go on, when I feel like my world is literally crumbling around me and all I can do is stand there, these people that I didn't know over 4.5 years ago. I didn't know him from Adam. I could see him on the street, pass him right by. These people grab me up, and I'm like, I need your help. I need you to love me right now, but hold me accountable at the same time, and tell me what the fuck I'm doing wrong. Because self-deception is hard to spot. It is easier for you to spot the deception inside of me than my false pride, ego-filled ass, not practicing humility and gratitude, see it in myself. So when I grab them and I tell them, or I call them and I tell them, I show up at home group and I'm like this. And it, Kevin, you know, the first situation, my life, I was paralyzed. Literally, I couldn't eat.
girl left me. Crumbled my world. Couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't talk. All I knew how to do was keep doing what this motherfucking program told me to do.
Yep.
It beat it into my brain, meeting after meeting, reading after reading. Practicing. Let me tell you this, and then I'm going to shut up for real. Still got a little time, but I'm just going to wrap it up because that's what it is. I practice. It's so I can get better.
Yes,
it's not for fun. A lot of it's fun. Most of it sucks. I'm not going to lie to you. Spiritual principles suck half the time. I practice. So when life shows up, and I don't believe life on life's terms. Life is life. I didn't sign no motherfucking contract.
Come on, right.
When I was born, God didn't put a pen in my hand with a piece of paper that said, this is life's terms. It's just life, but I practice. So that when, not if, it shows up, I don't go back to using drugs.
Amen.
And I continue to try to be a better person. Thanks for
listening.
It is my honor and pleasure to introduce one of my new closest friends. Her name is Alice. She is from the Arnold Group, and she is from New Kent. Please welcome Alice. Thank you, baby. You got this. You preach it.
Woo!
Give it to us.
I'm an act named Alice.
Hey, Alice.
Woo! Let me tell you about my experience. I just had apologize first of all being late because I didn't know where the fuck I was. Okay? I was to the point that, you know what, I was ready to give up. I was ready to say, fuck this goddamn speaking thing. I don't want to do it now. My leg is killing me. I'm walking all over the damn thing. If this so happens, they never fail. Let me tell you how the God of my understanding works. Never fails. Every time I come to the end of that road right there, there's that damn cross.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sitting there looking at this cross. I said, God, what am I supposed to do? I'm like 10 minutes late for my speaking engagement. The disease is all over my damn back because my leg is hurt, and I'm ready to say, fuck it all. This lady pulls up. Look at God. This lady pulls up and saved my life just for the day because I didn't want to do this after a while. She brought me where exactly where it was, but this guy down there told me it was way over in China some damn where. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm giving China. Up. But you know what? My God worked it out. And first of all, I had, talk about humility, because this is not me, because I got a bad case of pride and ego. I humbled myself to ask this woman to bring me here. Disease was like, no, you're not going to do that. You can't dispose yourself in a way that you're out asking for help. You know what I mean? This program taught me when I'm caught up in a bind or I'm in the crossroads, I got to reach out for help. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Granted, I got some experience in the steps and the traditions, working in service, the concepts, and all this other shit. But when it's time for me to ask for help, I can't humble myself to do it. Pride and ego kick in. It tells me, oh, it's not worth it. Disease tells me nobody don't want to hear your shit. You know what I mean? And I got this awesome sponsor, and I've been doing some serious work this past year because not only from COVID, I had two people in my family who just had a bout with cancer. So, and I'm going to start out and just thank this retreat for asking me, especially Nikki. She took a chance on me, and she was with me when she found out my son had Hodgkin's. You know what I mean? And I guess she God put it on her heart that I needed to speak on this topic. You know, my God is good.
Yes, sir.
You know, my God is good. I will start out by saying, thank you to God of my understanding for giving me another chance at this gift called life. You know what I mean? I have to thank the God of my understanding who brought me here, you know what I mean, and sharing my spirit, strength, and hope with you guys in spite of the bullshit I just went through. You know what I mean? So, I'm grateful. I am so grateful. You know what? And I'm gonna share a little bit about what just happened the last 2 years when COVID hit. I got back to my original sponsor, and I had to humble myself there, ask her to be my sponsor again, because I was walking in a path of destruction. The disease was all over me. Only thing that I was doing was existing. I was going to meetings. I wasn't sharing. I wasn't actively involved in service. I wasn't being of service. You know what I mean? And I told my husband, I said, well, you know what? I'm going back to my original sponsor. So there was a speaker jam for the Fellowship Hall. And she was one of the speakers there. And when I went to go back and asked her, which was very humbling because, I mean, I felt that she deceived me, but it was just my bullshit. I was deceiving myself. I looked at her, and it's like God was aligning us. You know what I mean? And I looked at her, I said, can you be my sponsor again? I am tired of living this life of non-existing. You know what I mean? I was tired of living this life of a spiritual death. I was slowly dying spiritually, even though I was walking physically. You know what I mean? And I looked at her, and I seen that God was aligning us up because we had the same charm. You know what I mean? And ever since then, it's been a path. I've been struggling with working on me, because when I started doing these steps 27 years ago, it was just about the disease. You know what I mean? And when I started applying these principles 27 years ago, it was just about the disease. So when I started doing the work this last two years, it was nothing about the disease, it was about me. It was about the fact that I am not okay with in my own skin. I have a set of defects that control my life. You know what I mean? And when I went back, she immediately put me back on 6 or 7. I'm like, here the fuck we go. You know what I mean? I didn't want to look at me at the time. But at the same time, she put me on a thing called the 7 deadly sins. You know what I mean? And what I learned that I suffer most of is pride and fucking ego. You know what I mean? So that was a bad case of not being humble. You know what I mean? And I learned over the last 2 years that not only can I be humble, I have to fucking surrender to myself. You know what I mean? I gotta be practicing humility, because I have a set of control issues. And when my husband, my son, got diagnosed with prostate, my husband got prostate cancer, who's in remission, and my son, who just got cancer free from Hodgkin's, I wanted to be the doctor. I wanted to dictate how they should have been treated instead of letting God do his work. You know what I mean? So I had to step back and call my sponsor like every day for like 2 weeks. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm so used to being in control, but I can't be in control with me. My emotions was all over the place. So in the gratitude that she stopped. Something about her voice, I just love, because she has this calming voice. Even though she give it to us rough, she let us know how it is, but she do it as a kind of loving way. She told me, she said, Alex, you're not fucking God. You gotta step back and let God be in control. I ain't wanna hear that shit.
Tell that girl.
You know what I mean? I had a set of fucking defects that I was all that bag of Doritos. I'm gonna make a cure. They ain't going for that shit. You know what I mean? But I had to step back and let God take control, and I had to humble myself and be and have total and honest surrender. You know what I mean? And within that, I had to practice humility, because pride and ego was like, bitch, you got this. But at the same time, I was sharing at meetings, I was reaching out for help, but as the Z said, bitch, you got this. Pride and ego had me. You know what I mean? Even though I was doing 6 and 7. I was working 6 and 7. You know what I mean? Asking him to remove my shortcomings, but at the same time, snatching that shit back. You know what I mean? So I had practiced some humility within the last 2 years that I am not God. I had to humbly ask him every time a defect, like, God, please take this shit away, because I'm ready to run with this shit. You know what I mean? And I want to let you know, I swear a lot, and I talk about the God of my understanding. I'm not going to stand up here and act like I'm a spiritual giant, because those who know me that's here knows that I am not a spiritual giant. I can return to the old Alice like that, but at the same time, I had to humble myself and apologize for me. You know what I mean? And hopefully that y'all forgive the whoever I harm at that time, forgive me itself, my, themselves. But back to what I was saying, when I was dealing with this cancer thing with my son and my husband let his oldest daughter move in our house. And I felt spirits. I'm a very, like, I have a connection with the God of my understanding within the last 2 years. I go to an 11-step meeting on a daily basis on Zoom. You know what I mean? So I was starting to prove my conscious contact with the God of my understanding. So these spirits were starting to come in my home. And they was the good spirits. So immediately my disease snatched onto that shit and held onto their life. I'm calling my sponsor. I said, look, I'm gonna break it in an enemy. Kathy, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit? She said, well, you gotta remove yourself from the situation. But at the same time, I was already in a process removing myself from that situation, okay? So the last incident that happened was right before we went to the trip to Florida, me and my kids and my husband. And she had called me, she tried to rob me, call me a few bitches. She went through my purse. So the girl who told me about it described my Michael Kors purse to the fullest. How the hell she know I have a black and brown Michael Kors purse? Okay? How the hell she knew where my body was and all my hygiene shit was? Okay? So when I told my oldest daughter, my oldest daughter's immediately calling her because she's protected her mom. So when his oldest daughter contacted him, oh, it was all blown out of proportion. I was accused of robbing her, la 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 la. Next thing I know, I get a phone call from him and talk about, I don't believe nothing that bitch say. My daughter wouldn't try to rob me. Hello? Wow. Okay, that's strike number one. Meanwhile, like I said, I'm in the process of removing myself from that situation. I had to humble myself and let the God of my understanding take control of that situation because the spirits were still clashing, you know? So 2 weeks later, a situation arose where my oldest daughter and her got into it. Meanwhile, my youngest daughter, who's been sailing through this whole thing, start calling her out a name. Oh, you ain't nothing but a crackhead baby. Your mother's a crackhead. But she was defending mommy. You know what I mean? So she was like, well, I ain't said this and I ain't said that. Meanwhile, there's people to talk about running from my house because of this bitch. Excuse me, Lord. Because of this bitch. Okay? Long story short, he takes her side again. Everybody picking on her. Everybody knows that she ain't right. Excuse you? No. Next day, I got a one-bedroom apartment. Do you want it? Yes, the fuck I do. Yes, I do. I did it behind everybody's back. Between me and my four kids, they made sure I had the money, the furniture, the food, everything I didn't have, they make sure I need. That's my God working for me when I can't do for myself.
Oh, girl.
So, Florida, we get down there, all hell breaks loose. Oh, when was you going to tell me you was moving? I said, when the disease was running through my house, that's when the God told me get the fuck out. Because I physically, mentally, and spiritually was dying. Dying. Because I was involved with these spirits that wasn't working for me. You know what I mean? And the gratitude behind that I was able to do footwork to make my life and my sanity better. You know what I mean? Because I do suffer from mental health issues. I did see myself going up to this little bitch when she was drunk or high and I loaded my clip in her head. You know what I mean? So when it got to that point, oh yeah, I gotta bounce. So now, 6 months later, my husband doing his own shit. You know, we still together, but we're not together. We live in separate households. But I have never, the gratitude is this, I have never felt the presence of God in my understanding like I do today. My God is working in miracles in my life right now.
Tell that, girl.
You know what I mean? My God has put me in the position to where anything that comes my way, I got spiritual principles to help me through that shit. You know what I mean? And I told my girlfriend yesterday, my daughter, we went out on the girls' night. I said, when disease started riding my back and I don't want to practice the principle, let me tell you what. It's about the principles. I wear this daily because if I don't look at this bracelet, disease take control. You know what I mean? And I have to surrender to sometime my disease and let him know, like, you know what? You got this situation. I'm giving you to the God of my understanding so he can take control of you. You know what I mean? I sit back and let them bite all that shit out. I ain't got it to do because I want to keep my peace today. You know what I mean? Long as I work these spiritual principles, mainly humility and gratitude, I'm not going to use. You know what I mean? And long as I keep that, I heard somebody speaking on the platform and said, have anybody ever heard of the basic text using? Anybody you heard that? So what I picked up for that, because I'm an analyst, what I picked up from that, as long as I follow this way, I would never use again.
Amen.
Never. That means working my steps, working to my the Bible tradition to the best of my ability. My girl back here knows I'm involved with service, heavenly. Mm-hmm. Heavenly. Especially programming. Let me tell you, if you want to work on some judgment, some personalities, some spiritual principles like humility and surrender, get involved with programming. No, I'm joking. But
no, you're not.
But I learned a lot, especially these last couple weeks, months, oh my God, how to humble myself and let people who would be where they're at, let their defects work on them because I can't control shit. Let their control issues run all over the place. Let them do what the fuck they want to do and Alice fall back so she can keep her peace. You know what I mean? I don't want to be how I was 10 years ago when I was actively involved with service heavily, you know, and take control of a situation that make me sick. I'm not talking about physically, I'm talking about spiritually. You know what I mean? I was, like I said, and once before, another time, that I was dying spiritually, I was just existing. I was a walking shell, calling myself doing something my God told me to do, which is service, but I didn't want to. Matter of fact, I fucking hated it. You know what I mean? But I guess at the time, that's when my mom died. So right there, I was battling the disease, whether I wanted to stay or I still wanted to go. You know what I mean? I didn't want to stay in Narcotics Anonymous because y'all always full of shit. You know what I mean? I didn't want to stay in Narcotics Anonymous because I didn't want to look at the defects or the control issues or the insanity of what I was dealing with myself to keep me from working, hanging around with y'all. I didn't want to, you know what I mean? I was a shell. I was dying. I was just walking. You know what I mean? And thank God, as a matter of God, in my understanding, that I was able to get back on track. I was able to get back to my sponsor, who I had a long time ago, to help me put me where I am today. Help me with the spiritual principle of humility and gratitude that no matter what, whether it's cancer, you know, my daughter having a breakdown, I have to 302 her crazy ass. Yeah. No matter what, I can find gratitude in every aspect in my life. Good, bad, or different. You know what I mean? I have learned, you know what I mean? If I keep turning things over to, how I turn my will over to God and my understanding, I'll be okay. But I'm a control freak. I want to be in control of everything, but I learned if I put my hand in a situation that's God's will, shit crumbles. Then I have to put myself, like, hey, God, you know what? I apologize. You can have this shit. I don't want it. It's too much insanity in it. You know what I mean? And that's where the humility, because I'm not that type of person. You know what I mean? The defects, I got so many bad defects, and one of them is, oh my God, it's horrible. Because once I get in that disease mode, it's over for me. You know what I mean? And I have to fall back. You know what I mean? So, and I'm going to give you a quick show and how my disease works on me and how humility comes, surrender and humility come in. a couple weeks ago, I was bringing my grandson back for football practice, and where I live, at an apartment building I live at, there's a bunch of drunks that hangs outside. So I'm gonna end with that, this little story. So I'm walking, I pulled up, and it was like, everybody just left. They like scattered like roaches, you know what I mean? So I said, oh, y'all kill, I pulled up, y'all ego. I pulled up all night, y'all motherfuckers on the move. Everybody look at me like, So one of my daughter's closest friends came over, me and her was talking. So this drunk heifer decided she wanted to try to challenge me. Okay? So I was like, you know what? You're drunk as fuck. Leave me alone. Go about your business. Okay? So I'm walking away. She's like, oh, bitch, you want to be bad? I'll beat your ass. Blah, 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 blah.
Excuse me?
Because he's like, get this bitch. God said no, I'll just keep walking away. Mm-hmm. I said no, bitch, you drunk, leave me the fuck alone. So she went to go back out. I'm talking to my husband and my neighbor. She went to go back out her car, parked the car in the middle of the damn parking lot, and jumped out. Oh. She's like, bitch, what the fuck do you want to do? We gonna want to fight. You want to be, I'm gonna beat your ass. And first of all, let me tell you something. It's because I look white, bitch, I ain't white. These flip-flops right here came off. I gave my wedding rings to my husband. I was all up in that business place. I forgot who Alice was, all the work I did. Disease helped me, like, look, if she might whoop your ass, but she gonna know you fight. You know what I'm saying? So.
You damn right.
So I'm sitting. So we're sitting. We're face to face. I mean, I'm like 3 inches shorter than her, but I was there. You know what I mean? So that you know, I like felt a presence that came between us, and this bitch hugged me. What? You talking about some fucking humility shit? I didn't want to hug this hoe. I want to beat her ass because when you got out that car, first of all, bitch, you threatened me. Okay, that's how my disease had me because. Where I was raised and how I was raised. There are no punk bitches in this family. Okay? So, the presence. And I remember my predecessor always told me, a hug is a heart-to-heart resuscitation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I love when he tells, you know, he reminds me of that. And I was like, you know what? God said, hug her back. She drank the fucking alcohol, but guess what? I humbled myself and hung that bitch back. You know what I mean? So in the process, everybody, like the whole outside was totally silent. You know, we walked away and everybody stared at me. I had to humbly apologize for my defects. Because if I didn't have the humility to be the person I am today, I would have never fucking apologized. Oh, y'all motherfuckers want to go ahead and look at me like I'm stupid? Fucking each and every one of y'all. That's how I am. That's my disease. You know what I mean? But I went ahead to make that amends. I had to take that 10th step and right my wrongs and humbly ask for forgiveness. I apologize. I'm the fun-loving, laugh at people, laugh with people, because I like to laugh at people, but especially people, and you know, my one neighbor, he always talk shit about it. I've been on him for like 25 years. He always loved to talk shit on the people outside and I laugh with them. But they know me as a kind of loving person that God made me to be. You know what I mean? And my gratitude today that I'm able to stand here and say that I have worked very hard to transition to the person I am today, thanks to the God of my understanding. I want to thank everybody for attentively listening because I'm a whack job. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean?
We're all whack jobs.
That's right. That's why we fit. We fam.
Thank the God of my understanding. I want to thank this beautiful lady who's just like attached to me because I love to be loved. You know what I mean? I love to give love. And I want to thank all my girls that are from the city that I know. And that's all I got. Thanks.